Good morning. Hope everybody's well this morning. My name is Matt Novak, and I'm a 65-year-old, and I've been with my wife, Mickey, for 50 years. Yeah. We have 5 children, and I've been a Christian for 35 years, and life has gone as expected, including what a man of 65 should expect at this stage of life. That means the death of loved ones. My parents, Mickey's parents, Mickey's sister have all died, and another sister is in the process. Life suddenly hit hard as people we love most are really scared of the whole death process and the very loss of loved ones. I've been as helpful as I can be to explain their medical conditions, but I realized what they really need is their fears relieved. Realistically, they are facing death and they have no hope. When I began to look deeply into the resurrection of Jesus, I was impacted to my core and am now able to offer hope to those in need around me. Communion is a point of our service that we talk about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and today I'd like to talk about the resurrection. So in John 20, verses 3 through 8, we read, "So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed." So I did a communion last year on John's resurrection narrative and shared the concept of believing into it. It's that term eis, E-I-S, which is the grammatical secret that John uses throughout his gospel, which always follows the verb believe, meaning believing into, as opposed to the word for believing in, which is much more general and abstract. Now, let's focus on the word saw. In verse 1, which we did not read, claims Mary Magdalene saw the stone rolled away. The more typical Greek word used here for saw is the word blepe, which means she took the sense data in, it hit her retina and registered in her brain. Now, when we look at verse 6, what we just read, the Greek word here for saw is different. It's the word theoreo, T-H-E-O-R-E-O, which means to reason, to scrutinize, to theorize. Something that John and Peter saw here caused their reasoning to go crazy, their brains to overheat, so to speak. What they saw that was so astounding was that the grave clothes were left in a way that suggests to me that Jesus' body had simply passed through them. Research shows that the biblical burial process involved covering the head separately and then covering the face with a simple cloth. So imagine with me, please, the process involves wrapping the body tightly, including, as it states, with nearly 100 pounds of spices. There was no way he could have gotten out of those grave clothes unless he was incredibly strong and certainly not left in an orderly way like John claims. The clothes must, in my mind, have been left in a way that caused John to believe into the fact that something supernatural had happened here. As with John, a time came where I had to theoreo. I had to reason and think through what I believed. How strong was my belief into the resurrection? what impact would my believing into the resurrection have? So I was a general surgeon for 35 years, 10 of those as a trauma surgeon. I witnessed many deaths and cared for many people with life-threatening medical issues. I was witness to them having their thereo tested. What I realized was my believing in the resurrection was not as consoling, as empowering, or as life-transforming as it should have been. I realized I had been lazy about building my beliefs. Thereo has encouraged me to build much deeper convictions. I had to reason, scrutinize, and theorize. We're always struggling to understand why we believe and how we believe it's true. But our families, our friends, need us to be able to clearly articulate why and how deeply we ourselves believe in the hope of the resurrection in a world that seems to be more hostile to the basic claims of Christianity. And I'd like to say that again. Our families and our friends need us to be able to clearly articulate why and how deeply we have theoreoed and believed into. I can stand here today and say this effort has deepened my belief into the resurrection and given me a much clearer voice. Clearly, linking these two aspects together, there's a thinking aspect of faith as well as a feeling aspect of faith. It's like our two legs. We have to use them both for growth. John encourages each of us to pursue our belief into, to build conviction in the incredible miracle and promise of the resurrection, because the need is all around us. A new life in a resurrected world is the answer to the brokenness of our bodies and our world, and it's what distinguishes Christianity from any other religion. If we truly, really believe into the resurrection and that we will be raised with him, we won't be afraid of anything. And that is astounding. Let's pray. Father, thank you for rolling that stone away on Easter morning, allowing us, through Peter and John's testimony, to enter your tomb, to look at the evidence and acknowledge a much greater vision of your love, mercy, and grace than our minds can fathom. Make your promises as real as you say it can be. Help us push through the boundaries of our minds and believe into the victory of resurrection. This communion serves as a testimony of your love and sacrifice. Amen.